Hey there, this is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, we've got a good episode for you today, and it is titled Healing Intimacy Without Shame. Ooh. Healing Intimacy Betrayal Without Shame. That's tough. It's so tough because we are so wired. If you've experienced any type of abuse, if you have come from any type of home that was less than nurturing, a home that might have been addicted, a home that might have been dysfunctional, right? If you came out of any of these homes, you do not know intimacy and vulnerability, which is required for intimacy. Please give me a break. You have been so wired to avoid being vulnerable, being known, being seen, having needs at all. We talk about this constantly in the healing process from addiction is you have needs. We all have needs. Dis-ease comes out of not meeting your own needs and allowing other people to meet your needs. You know, being helpless and wantless, right? Helpless, hopeless, wantless. And that is not the way we are designed. We are designed to be needy. We are designed to depend, right? Yes, on self, but also on trusted others. And as little people, we were designed to depend on our caregivers. Right? We were designed to trust and depend and rely on our caregivers. And if at any point those caregivers shamed us. And so what does that look like? What is this toxic shame that we talk about? What does that look like? It does not always look like somebody is intentionally harming you, intentionally dismissing you, intentionally wounding you, intentionally giving you the message that you are not enough and will never measure up, okay? Intentionally giving you the message that no matter what you say, no matter how you behave, you will not be cared for, okay? No, most of the time it does not look intentional at all. Oftentimes you have major caregivers who themselves came out of addicted and dysfunctional family systems carrying the toxic shame, the legacy of toxic shame from past generations and moving them forward and passing them on to their children very subconsciously, very unwillingly and unknowingly. Okay. We've talked about this before when it comes to trauma, though, and putting toxic shame on the next generation. There is a time, yes, it's unconscious. And it is not probably the deepest desire of the parent to, you know, pass on the shroud of shame to the next generation. But there are times when they notice the impact, they notice the wounding, they notice that their child is now carrying their shame, and they do not attune to it. They do not name it. They do not make efforts to sit down and explain it, to make amends, and to heal. Because what we know, and we've talked about many times on this podcast, is when there is an attempt to turn towards someone we wound, okay, to make amends and to make a repair, the effects of trauma are very, very lessened, okay? Decreased significantly. And sometimes the, you know, child will report later, like not even remembering that that happened, right? So please understand that, yes, it was unconscious, this passing on of the shame. And there were also times where they knew it was happening and continued either to do it or not to make amends for it. Okay, so no, we're not here to blame or to look in the rearview mirror constantly into our past, but we do want to recognize that and own that, because when we do, we can stop the cycle in the future. So getting back to coupleships, we bring all of this into our coupleships. We bring all of this into our relationships. And so we are not wired to be vulnerable. Because we have learned as little people to be vulnerable, to have needs, is to be hurt. It's to be rejected, betrayed, wounded, right? And so we put on all of this armor that keeps us from intimate connection, intimate relationship. It keeps us from vulnerability and honesty about who we are, where we've been, where we want to go. And it just, and if we can't do that, we can't connect. We can't be present. Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods. It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. So healing without shame is the only way to heal. It is the only way to get to intimacy. Remember, intimacy broken down into me, you see. That is super vulnerable. I am letting you see all of me. I am letting you see the good, the amazing, the bad, the ugly, the mistakes, the hardships, the blessings, the curses, right? Like, I'm letting you see all of it. And I am saying, I am lovable. I am lovable. And I am willing to be loved. And I am willing to love in return. That is the basis from which we start to heal from intimacy betrayal and addiction, period. Living under the same roof with the disease of addiction for years, decades, sometimes a lifetime, right? And so what I wanted to bring to the table today is a deep understanding of, we use these words vulnerability and intimacy all of the time, but if you are wired to do everything in your power to keep from those things happening, then how are we ever going to feel truly loved and connected? Because we're not being vulnerable and honest. You know, the other word that comes up for me is humbled. We are humbled in our relationships. We are humbled in our connections. We are humbled in partnerships, right? Because we hold up the mirror to one another. We hold up a mirror and shine a light on things that we would prefer to deny, right? And so, yeah, honesty, integrity, authenticity, humility. These are all the beautiful takeaways that we get to have on the other side of betrayal when toxic shame is no longer present. That's what I invite you to. And that's what we're here for at the Direct Impact Podcast. So I hope this inspires you. And your call to action is to really work on toxic shame and the toxic bonding in relationships past that is wreaking havoc on your current partnership, relationship, and marriage. All right. Wishing you all the best, and don't hesitate to reach out. I also want to invite you, please, to like this, to review it, give me a comment. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys.
Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.